Chapter 4. Edward quickly settled into his summer routine. In the morning, he and Sarah would have breakfast in Edna's large kitchen. The guests who were staying with her and anyone who was paying for their meals sat in the dining room. Edna always had a number of people who were staying at her place and who expected her to prepare their first meal before heading out to work. Every day during the summer months, when her rooms were full and there were plenty of folks in and around West Rehoboth, Edna prepared a sumptuous breakfast. There were usually biscuits, bacon, grits, ham, scrambled eggs, pancakes, and fried potatoes. On special mornings, there was steak and gravy as well. After breakfast, there were always a list of chores. Sarah had to help Edna in the kitchen and with the few chickens she had in the yard, the garden, and with the preparation of lunch and dinner. But Edna really didn't depend on Sarah. If one of her little friends happened by and asked if Sarah could play, she was out of the house in an instant. And she stayed out all day, coming back to Edna's for meals, dirty and exhausted. During the day, Edward would see her running down the road to get the mail, playing mindlessly with her friends, chasing butterflies and hummingbirds, making mud pies, if there was mud, filling every day with the sweet emptiness of idleness, ennui, the singular moments of childhood. That was why they were there in the first place. No gangs here. No urban threat. Oh, but there was violence aplenty. At night, the small black community would fairly ripple with the slow-burning rage of poverty, of sweat and frustration. You could feel it loping along in the night air, behind the dewdrop at the crap game, in the yard of the hall boys down the street from the bar. And sometimes, you could even feel it at Edna's. When the sun dipped into the Atlantic, most folks in West Rehoboth grabbed a seat in their yards and gardens or huddled around the few television sets scattered about in houses. In the early 60s, having a television meant your house was a meeting place. Edna, of course, had one in the dining room, 8 feet off the ground, perched on its platform, and another in her parlor. At the end of the workday, folks would drag themselves wearily home, the darkening sky fluttering with sighs. But after the early hours of evening television were exhausted, most people would somehow find just enough energy to venture out and head straight for the Dewdrop Inn or Edna's. Edward loved nighttime in Rehoboth. He and his sister could stay up late, even...